What's happening, family?
What's going on?
Welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. And my other host, the co-host of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument, is my beautiful,
come on,
big hair, big titties, fat ass wife.
Ooh.
Fat ass. She has a fat ass, not fat.
Yeah, it's all right. I'll take either one.
Go on, let them know who y'all.
What's up, everybody? My name is Angel Tanksley, also known as Angel Akita Moore, also known as That Chick Angel. That Chick Angel.
Anyway, this is your first.
No, this is my part. Thank you so very much. You guys, if this is your first time tuning in, we welcome you to the party. This is a weekly podcast that my husband and I do every Wednesday where we dive into things that affect our families.
Yeah.
And affect families in
right
general.
Right on.
And sometimes we dibble and dabble and talk about relationships.
Yeah, we do.
And we have a good time doing it. We laugh, we argue because, God dang it, that's why it's called Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? You can watch us on YouTube if you're not watching us now. And obviously, you can listen to us wherever podcasts are found. We are joined live with some extremely special people. They are our Patreon. We like to call our Patreon members our immediate family. You know why? Because we have a special bond with these people. We spend time with these folk. We know them by name. Amen. And you too can be a part of our Patreon. Couple of things, couple of perks. One, they watch us do this as well as other podcasts that we do live. Two, when we announce our tour dates, they will be able to get not only discounts, but also early bird tickets. And we do special events like karaoke nights, game nights. So for the low of $5, you can do all of those things. So go over to patreon.com/thatchickangel to join Zepater. And I know you don't know who all the sponsors are, so you mind if I go ahead and
Well, I'll let them people know who the sponsors are.
We also have some important companies that have decided to partner with our podcast, and we get to tell you about them. And if you like a service that they offer or a product that they sell, we ask that you go ahead, try them out, and let them know that we sent you by using our discount code. And our three sponsors for today's episode are Ritual, Helix, and
Plates.
Every Plate. One of our favorites. We'll tell you more about them later on in the show.
Absolutely. Hey, so we kick this off. We got a few segments that we use to kick off this podcast. One is Tanksley Pride, which we talk about one or all of our four sons. We have four sons. We call them the Tanksley Pride. They are our pride.
Yes, they are. Enjoy.
And we have another one called In My Feelings. Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good.
This is a segment we talk about something that's got us feeling good, something got us feeling some type of way. I kick it off. Something's got me feeling some type of way.
Ooh, tell me.
I was avoiding getting another dog, and I'm still trying to avoid getting another dog.
Are you about to change my in my feelings? Go ahead.
Because right now we have Angel's dog. That's just a lap dog. It really serves no purpose but to annoy you.
She's so cute.
I like dogs with a purpose. My last dog I had was a Connie Corso. He had lived on this planet 12 to 13 healthy, beautiful years. You know, he went on to glory. And I like the freedom of not having a dog. But I also enjoy the peace of mind that it gives me because the type of dogs that I have protect my family, protect my house. I'm like, especially at the old house, I was like, if somebody come in this house and we ain't around, they somehow get past the alarm system, they not coming in the back. They have to come through the front because he ain't going to let nobody back there. This house we in now, our new house, it comes with a lot of perks, but it also comes with a few cons. One of those cons are wildlife. Last night, there were two more coyotes. Lottie, Angel's dog, thought she was going to try to fight these coyotes.
Because she ain't no punk.
They were German Shepherd-sized coyotes. And the difference is, this stupid dog, this ain't no fight. You know, dog, people think, oh, you know, yeah, my dog, She ain't no punk. These things are just trying to eat and survive.
Yeah, they're trying to kill
They're her. Not fighting for sport. No. But they could have easily, like, jumped over the fence. Even though this is a really tall fence, we've seen them on video jumping our own fence with ease. No problem. Like, stepping over a goddamn Lego set. Mm-hmm. They jump over with ease. So they could have easily jumped into the yard and got her.
My baby.
Larger dogs, they usually don't mess with because they don't want to fight. They saw her as food. That's the only reason they came up here, and it was two of them. And they were running along the fence, and she's yapping and barking, and they literally biting at each other through the fence. They could have easily just came over into the yard.
Was she injured?
Nah. Okay. They could have easily jumped over that fence, got into the yard, got her, and jumped back over the fence, and they would have had a nice little meal for the night.
You promise?
I checked her out.
Okay. Well, listen, you didn't tell me until this morning that there were two
German Shepherds. Because you were asleep. So it's got me. The thing is they own my property. Actually, we own their property, but they own my property.
We paying for
it. I'm paying for their property. I don't appreciate the intrusion. I appreciate the other advantages it is to having a wildlife like that, because we don't get no rodents. We don't get none of that stuff. We only thing we get is rabbits. That's the main reason they're around, but we don't get no rats. We ain't seen no snakes. We ain't seen possums. None of that stuff, because these coyotes are handling business. For that reason, I like them around.
Why would one of our Patreons said she would have been Nugget from Married at First Sight? My Lottie.
Nah, she wouldn't have been nothing, because she would have been a meal.
She would have been a nugget.
She would have been a meal,
nugget.
Yeah. So it's got me, if I'm like, I don't want to, because I go through the process of training anything that I have, familiarizing with the family, you know, is the hierarchy. I ain't got time to violate.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. I wanted Marcus to shoot the coyotes, but he was like, nah, he can't do that.
I like my freedom.
I'm the police. Whatever. Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings. Actually, both of my in my feelings got me, is even the one that's got me feeling kind of good has me feeling some type of way, but we'll start off with the one that just has me feeling some type of way. Y'all hear my voice. You hear it ain't right. We were just here 2.5-3 weeks ago. Why are we back here? Listen, y'all, I went to urgent care last week because I woke up. No, it wasn't that I woke up. Again, I was wide awake when I noticed something was happening with my throat. I was eating something, and I was like, nope, what is this? And then I was in therapy with my therapist, and I noticed my voice straining more and more. Now, I am someone who has been a trained actor and singer for majority of my life. So what does that mean? It means I have been taught how to properly use my instrument so that it has longevity. Mm-hmm. There, I am straining as if I just did a Broadway run, have never, like, run of a show, which is like 8 shows a week. For the past month, and I've never had any training, so I was just screaming at the top of my lungs. That's how my voice is straining. I'm coughing up stuff again. I went to urgent care. He was like, yeah, it's viral. You just have to let it take its time. And I was like, no. I was just getting over something else. What is this? He didn't want to give me no antibiotics. I don't believe it's viral. I still believe it's bacterial. So I'm pissed off because this is, like, not where my voice should be at. Like, I am. We did a podcast right before this, The Bald and the Beautiful. I knew. I was like, oh, shoot, I got to do a whole nother podcast. My voice is already mad at me. I am.
Yeah.
I'm just frustrated. I'm not a person that gets sick often. So to be sick this long of a period of time is effing with my mentals. I cannot stand it.
Yeah, and these, whatever we've had, mine finally, this morning, I think, I told Angel, was the first morning I woke up and didn't have to clear a bunch of stuff out of my sinuses and lungs. Because it lasted so much longer than what it usually does. Like, every morning, my throat, when I wake up, still ain't 100% the way it should be, but I'm finally, like, in the clear of all the other crap that was going on. And that lasted for, I feel like, 2 weeks after I was sick.
Yeah.
And I'm not used to that.
Yeah, no, I think I would be fine with a stuffy nose. Like, my nose is fine. I'm not stuffy. It's literally just my throat. And being that I am a podcast host of three podcasts, okay, and I am an auditioning actor. Like, I had to shoot a commercial, and I was like, thank God I barely have any lines, because they would have been like, wait, where's your voice going? Mm-hmm. Because I started losing it again last week. I felt myself losing my voice, but it hasn't been that. It hasn't been as bad as it was the first time, but it's still, it's just like, come on now. What is this? Can't sing my notes. Can't sing nothing. It just makes me mad. But anyway, we're here now. Can I go ahead and say what's got me feeling good?
Absolutely.
So, again, talking with my therapist, just so you know, after I finish mine, I'm going to kick to the ad, and then we'll do yours. I was talking to my therapist. One of the things that I've been focused on as we are entering second quarter is I'm putting most of my work stuff in, like, neutral, the meaning, like, if we were driving a car. I feel like from 2020 to 2022, I have been, like, in fourth, fifth gear when it comes to career stuff. With launching Marcus's career, with launching Mama Likes, with upgrading the podcast, like really focusing with booking a Black Lady Sketch Show coming out April 14th. Really focused on that, but I was noticing that I was starting to get unhappy with some personal stuff. And so in therapy, I decided to give myself permission after talking it through with my therapist to put most of my jobs over in neutral, except for like Mama Likes, and focus now more on personal stuff. One of the things that has been really irritating me is that never in my adult life in any of the houses that we've owned have my houses ever been complete. Meaning like every room I have put intention into how I wanted it to look and completed that intention, whether it be the artwork, the furniture, where things go. And
the closest one was the last house, I think.
And that was only because we got on a show where they decorated the first, you know, but if you looked at the den, that dirty brown carpet, we didn't want that there.
Yeah, you're right. I wanted to change that out. You wouldn't.
No, because I think I wanted hardwood floors. Or, wait a minute. No. I didn't want that carpet. I didn't. God bless you.
No, neither one of us wanted that carpet. We didn't agree on what we.
What would be put. You wanted hardwood floors. Right. I wanted carpet again. Right. Yeah. So that, but like. That was the only room that was done. All the rest of the rooms were like, we put furniture in there and somebody can sleep, right? So, and I was just like, I'm tired. And with someone who has, as my therapist would say, because I have not been diagnosed with ADHD, with someone who has symptoms of someone similar to someone having ADHD, your environment greatly affects your mood and your productivity. And that is true. If I were to go into a Starbucks, I could probably edit about 6 vlogs within 2 hours. No problem. Mm-hmm. You ask me to do it at home, it's going to take me forever. So she was like, okay, let's put you on a like timeline. When do you want your house done? And I was like, I think realistically by the end of the year, because certain projects in the house cost a lot of money, so it's not feasible to spend that much money. Like the kitchen, I want to redo majority of the kitchen, and that's going to be a couple of bricks. So I was like, certain things I need to save up for. And so she was like, okay, let's get a plan, a timeline.
You did say a couple of bricks, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so I thought. Go ahead.
Yeah, after we sell those bricks. So talk to Marcus. He's willing.
That's me.
Talk to my baby. And he's willing to go through each room of the house with me for us to discuss how we see the room, what things need to be repaired, changed, fixed. And then I'm prioritizing things. So this weekend I started and I said one of the rooms that it will be easier for me to feel the accomplishment of being completed is the twins' room. Their room is like kind of together, but it was chaotic. They didn't have no place for their toys, just crap everywhere.
Well, they had a place for everything. It just wasn't neat. Well, no, and the crap everywhere is partly them.
Well, they couldn't really put their toys in the closet because then they couldn't get into the closet.
Yeah. The toys had a place. It was just not in a good place.
Right. And then there was an actual moving box that was still in there full of books.
Yeah.
That they couldn't see because something was on top of that. So went to IKEA, bought like storage solutions, set up stuff. Their room is finally fully done. There is nothing that needs to be bought or added. I am so proud. I started a Mars. Mars is pretty much done. I just have to do his closet. His was already almost done. So I'm glad, and I'm hoping by the end of the year, I'll be able to be like, my house is done. We will have built the furniture we're going to build. We will have ripped out cabinets that we don't longer, like the cabinets in the dining room that we don't want there. You know, so that's what's got me feeling good. It's just the only reason why I feel some type of way is that it all costs a lot, and it took me forever to put together that goddamn on furniture. That was my whole entire weekend.
Yeah.
The whole weekend. But what's got me feeling great, huh, is that the limits does not exist, okay? And neither does the perfect diet. I'm glad I didn't gave into that. The perfect diet does not exist. So ritual is there to fill in the gaps. They know it's basically impossible, okay, for you to think that you're going to just eat food and get all the nutrients you need. It ain't going to happen, not in 2023. Maybe that was possible in 1913, okay? Maybe back then, but it ain't now. So you need to be able to fill that in with a multivitamin that's going to help you focus on what's important in filling in those nutritional gaps, right? In supporting your foundational health. That is what ritual is all about. We both take ritual. I take ritual's essential for women 18 plus. And it's so simple to add to my daily routine, right? It is easy. It's 2 capsules a day. Excuse me. And the capsules are neat. You can see the inside of them. So it's not the like chalky type of thing that probably people are used to when they think of vitamins. And it's a delayed release capsule, which y'all know I've said this multiple times. That's my jam. Let that daggone capsule get to where it needs to go before it starts to dissipate, because I need my intestines to absorb the nutrients. That's where you get the good stuff, right? Is when it gets down to them intestines and then it can absorb. That's where you absorb all your nutrients. And a lot of times these little cheap vitamins that some of y'all be wanting to take, they be gone before they even reach your goddamn old stomach. You didn't get nothing. You just might as well have eaten some past candy. But that's not what you're going to get with Ritual. Clinically backed multivitamin for women 18 plus with highly quality and traceable key ingredients in clean bioavailable forms. With 9 key ingredients in 2 capsules per day, their unique beadlet and oil is even patented, okay? This is the thing that I'm telling you I love. It's also gluten-free, soy-free, vegan-free, and formulated without GMOs. Instead of striving for perfect health, aim for supporting foundational health. Great news. Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/argue.
Argue.
To start Ritual, add Essential for Women 18 plus to your subscription today.
Absolutely. I am starving.
And that's your, got you feeling great?
Nah. just can't ignore it. Something's got me feeling good. I'm gonna be honest with you. I ain't gonna hold you. It's these kids being on spring break.
Oh, yeah.
The main part of that is it's so much time cut out of our day that we are not spending on the road.
Come on, baby. What you say?
Now, you know, the still wake up early, work out in the morning.
Yeah. I'm surprised you ain't brought that up.
Oh, me working out? Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually it hits a bunch of speed bumps when I start. Hey, been working out, hitting back, and then downhill. I said, let me keep it to myself until I'm back in the swing of things real good. But like this morning, I didn't get to work out because I was up late last night because I was having issues trying to get up the episode of Tasting with Tank. Go to Tanks of TV. Check it out. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share over there. Yeah, having issues with that. So I was up to like, I think 1 a.m. And I was like, I'm not about to wake up at no 6 o'clock and work out. And I'm actually feeling that right now. But still waking up and doing that. But I don't have to get on that road and travel all the way across town and come back and then go back out to pick up.
Yeah.
And it's so much.
It is.
It's so much. So that feels like I'm on vacation, like just not having to do all that. And we getting the podcast knocked out early this week. Let us tell it's already recorded. All I got to do is edit that. We're done with this. Hey, I'm off for the rest of the week. Other than posting the content, this is it.
Let's
go get some drinks. One of the reasons I told Angel, I was like, I need. I want to start working out regularly again and going at it hard, is I'm looking forward to cheat days.
Yes, yes.
A good, strong cheat day. It has to be on the weekend because I can't do it during the week because that's like middle of workout schedule. But there's a spot we go to and getting this omelet and then topping it off with like 3-4 pancakes with some strawberry and all kinds of toppings. And a waffle or two. Oh,
yeah.
That's worth just working out all week and eating good all week. I mean, I don't have an issue. Like, you know, I eat raw vegetables and stuff. Mm-hmm. But that's two things got me feeling good. Is I messed up this past weekend. I ain't going to do it again, though. Them goddamn piano lessons be interfering.
And wait a minute, how did it mess you up? What do you mean? Oh, because you didn't get your cheat day for
right, me. I didn't get my cheat day.
You know, they had, listen, this is what I was thinking. I wonder if I can move up their piano lessons because they have a karate place right next to it, and they allow classes for a 3-year-old. And those classes are earlier, though. Mm-hmm. The 3-year-old class is not.
Just have them over there. All just y'all, we all done over there. You know karate now. Walk over there. We don't need to take.
But no, just giving Amar something to do. Him going in there and doing karate while the twins is taking piano lessons. That would be the best.
He ain't going to act like he got no goddamn
I
sense.
Bet you he would. I bet you he would learn faster than everybody else. And then he'd come home and show it to you. Daddy, watch.
Cat! It's all jungle gym and obstacle course at that age.
I know.
But yeah, so yeah, not having to do a bunch of running around this week has got me feeling good. I'm very excited about that.
Congrats, babe.
Yeah. So, Moving on. This is a segment we do. You're gonna say called Tank Don't Talk. Called Take It or Tank It.
I think I'll take it.
All right, and that's the segment we listen to something controversial, whatever it may be.
No.
What is it? It's a new segment we're giving, oh, controversial parenting statement?
You said listening to something.
We don't listen to something?
No.
Oh.
That's TikTok o'clock.
God dang it. This is something where we take our side on whatever it is that we're going to be listening to or a new thing that's going on. What is it? Shit.
You have it right
there. Am I doing it? Oh, that's what I was reading. Take it or take a new segment. We're giving a controversial parenting statement, and you'll tell us if you agree or not.
We'll tell you if we agree or not.
Are we doing the option? Oh, we're doing option one. Helicopter parenting is ruining kids. Take it or tank it. What is helicopter parenting, Angel?
Let me start off with the definition of helicopter parenting. Jesus. Marcus, I love my husband. This?
Shut up, Alex.
A helicopter parent is a parent who pays extremely close attention to their child or children's experiences and problems, particularly at educational institutions. Helicopter parents are so named because, like helicopters, they hover overhead, overseeing every aspect of their child's life constantly. I'm going to let you hear the advantages. The advantages of helicopter parenting is that their children tend to get lots of support and guidance with whatever is going on in their lives. Helicopter parents of younger children and teenagers are also likely to know where their kids are at all times, which is an important safety consideration. I'm giving you everything so you can give a good, like, know for sure what your opinion is on this. Results, physiological effects is that results show that higher overall helicopter parenting scores are associated with stronger symptoms of anxiety and depression. According to meaning, if a parent was taking a helicopter test and they scored high as a helicopter parent, that they probably have stronger symptoms of anxiety and depression.
That sounds like it, yeah.
According to the study, helicopter parenting was also associated with poor functioning and emotional functioning, decision-making, and academic functioning. And then I'm going to give you, I'm getting all this on parents.com. I'm just reading all this stuff.
Yeah.
Types of helicopter parenting. Helicopter parenting most often applies to parents who help high school or college-age students take with tasks they are capable of doing. For instance, calling a professor about poor grades, arranging a class schedule, or managing exercise habits. Oh, I just did that. That's so funny. And then last, oh, no, no, these are just tips to stop it. So now you do you feel like you have an overall understanding?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's the whole concept of, you know, hovering over. It's okay. As a parent, you hover. That's what you do. You make sure your child is good. That don't mean you need to interfere with everything.
Listen, some parents don't hover.
That's true. Some people just wing it, let it happen. I think it's important to know exactly what's going on in your child's life. I don't think you can know too much about what's going on in your child's life, but at the same time, that don't mean you need to interfere and touch everything that's going on in their life. I think that's where it probably gets a bad rep, and you know, of exactly, you know, just the whole term helicopter parent, because it's like, I mean, we've dealt with people, we've seen people at other schools, we know people, and every single thing that their child is into, they got to get involved, and is this, is that. And then the child don't know how to fend for themselves. Mm-hmm. That's where I can definitely see this taking a bad turn, is you always having it their say-so. They don't know how to stand up and speak up for themselves or do anything for themselves, or even as an older child learning how to approach adults, because they always got the parent there to do everything and, you know, take up arms. And then when they, you know, like you said, like the thing said, they go into college or high school even, knowing when and how to talk to a teacher, they're not capable of doing it, because they have that handicap, because that parent has always been there to do everything. I do think it definitely can be a bad thing. I even think it's a bad thing in something as simple as sports, is when you have parents, they want to come there, they would talk to the coach, do this my child, do that with my child, don't do this. It's like, no, that child wanted to play that sport. Let them be in that environment, unless it's something horrible going on. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, let them learn how some people think, you know, how they're going to approach life.
So take it or tank it. Is helicopter parenting ruining children?
It is. I take that statement that it's probably ruining children. I know some people that's helicopter parenting, and I would say it ain't been to the child's benefit.
I tank it. I tank it. I actually think, based off of the definition of, now there are some styles of helicopter parenting that I think aren't beneficial, but I tank it. I don't think it's ruining kids. I think more parents need to be a little more helicopterish, and these are the reasons why. In the age of social media, especially with teenagers and people having fake accounts and people, like, we hear about people being, we hear about statutory rape, we hear about girls, underage girls dating grown-ass men, and we try to figure out how the hell did they even meet this person, all this stuff. A lot of times when we give our children a lot of independence, in today's day and age especially, they get into a bunch of stuff that we just assume that they wouldn't get into. Because a lot of times people are able to, like, not hover so bad because they feel like, my child would never do this, or this would never happen to my child, right? So obviously a lot of times, you know, as parents, we just need a break, and we just hope that we've raised our children good enough for them not to do some foolish stuff or for anything bad to happen to them. However, comma, kids be out here acting a fool, making terrible decisions. And while I know I do not own any of my children, and I know my children will, dear God, become adults someday, I know I am 100% responsible, including my husband, for anything that happens to them while they are minors. So for me, you can call me a helicopter parent in the sense of, I know where my kids are at all times. Ain't nowhere they could be that I don't know of, unless I have given a relative permission to care for my child, whether, you know, they go somewhere for, you know, the summer. Two, none of my kids are of the age where their devices cannot be clearly looked at through by me, combed through. And that type of privacy does not exist in my household. My oldest son, He has done well enough that we allow his door to be closed during the day, and we don't necessarily know what's happening in there. But he also knows at any time I can tap into that phone.
Yeah.
At any time I want to. And this is why he doesn't have social media outside of YouTube, but I can see every single comment. I can see every single video he's uploaded. Because I feel as though once they have passed that threshold, as far as in once they know more than what you really want them to know, there's no unknowing it. You know what I'm saying? Once they've witnessed certain things, there's no unwitnessing it.
Yeah. But I think that's, and it's such a, like, from what they would call helicopter parenting to not being a helicopter parent, there's so much in between. It's like, because to me, that's just responsible parenting, knowing where your children are at all times, knowing what's going on. Like, we tell Marcus, if you having issues in, you know, this class, make sure you email your teacher.
Yeah,
we're not doing the emailing.
Yeah, I'm not to the extent of where I am interjecting. There, like, yeah. I said, there is levels to this.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's why I wanted to agree with the statement. But, yeah,
I'm not now. If a teacher is doing some mess that they ain't supposed to be doing and my child has already tried to advocate, absolutely, I'm rolling up on
it. Yeah, it sounds like this was saying you already there. Like,
well, that was one of the types that I read. That's just one of the types. But, like, for instance, this is a perfect example. Our son just got back. We hadn't mentioned where he was at just for safety reasons, obviously. He just got back from Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
He flew to Washington, D.C. without us, with his school.
Yeah.
This has never been
our real trip. Yeah.
Our son has never been on the plane without a relative with him, whether it be mate, his dad, or his grandmother. And I had really bad anxiety about him flying during the red eye. The red eye had me in a really bad place. I had to talk to my therapist about it because I struggled. I probably got 30 minutes of sleep. Now, all that anxiety melted away as soon as he FaceTimed me when he landed. I was like, oh, right? And I told him, I said, this is what I need from you. I need one FaceTime a day. I would love some pictures, some videos. He stopped sending me pictures and videos after day two, but he did FaceTime me every single day. And one of my girls.
Enough already.
One of my homegirls was like, yeah, you are. That's helicopter. I said, for me, helicopter would have been if I would have flew my ass out to D.C., and shadowed them without
them
knowing.
To me, I wouldn't think that was your child is in a completely different state, all the way on the other side of the country for the first time at the age of 13 to one FaceTime a day. That's
no look. Victory saying that's helicopter.
No, Victory.
This is someone. This is someone who holds my dog from the time they get in to the time I. Was like, for me, it gives me a sense of ease to me seeing your face. It wasn't so much as, now, mind you, and also Victory can't talk. She has a tracker on everyone's phone.
Right.
She knows where everyone. Victory's like, oh, I'm a helicopter.
Yeah.
Now, did I?
I think careless would have been, all right, I'll talk to you on Friday. That's, no.
Oh, there's no way. There's no goddamn on way. I need to hear your voice because you're not with people that I have known. I ain't know none of these people for longer than half a year, pretty much, 6 months. Call me. Let me see your face.
Yeah, Victory claims a dog that she refuses to take with her anytime. Like, this is my dog. I'm not going to take it with me, though. Responsibility, no.
No, she wants my dog. I'm not letting her have it. No.
No, it's been times you've been gone. I'm like, take her. No, I just know see I'm her next time. I'll come see her next time.
But yeah, but yes, I do understand as he gets older, we have to like, I will lax on some of that. But as long as you are my responsibility, as long as a judge or a police officer has to make me answer for your well-being, I'm going to know where you're at, period.
Yeah.
So I tank it. If I'm considered a helicopter, I think, listen, I love how my child is turning out.
Yeah, it's such a broad blanket though. This is like I've seen extreme cases and I'm like, hey, that's a bit much. I've seen people that don't let their kids play on playgrounds without them being right beside them.
Yeah,
that's, an entire jungle gym and they got to follow them. I'm like, that's not an infant. That's helicopter parenting to me.
Yeah, no, if
turning around to make sure your child ain't failing and broke nothing, that's not helicopter parenting. It's just making sure your child's okay. But yeah.
Excuse me, why? So our next
sending your toddler to the sending your Tyler to the playground. That's careless. Yeah, like.
Y'all know we get some of the best sleep possible because we have one of the best mattresses out there.
Yeah. Especially when we get in bed on time.
Oh my God, today. Tell them about our mattress, mate. He do be snoring. That baby be snoring. No, I know I do too, but that baby be snoring.
Angel snores like with a vengeance.
Tell them about our mattress.
We got the Midnight Lux, okay?
From who?
Helix.
That's
you understand?
Right.
You underdig me? Helix, their mattresses are absolutely wonderful. We get the best sleep that we've gotten out of any mattress. Mm-hmm. That we've gotten.
Yeah.
Since we've known each other.
Tell them how they put it together.
So this mattress put together, they use springs, and on top of the springs, they use memory foam. So it's a hybrid mattress. It's not like the uncomfortableness of the spring, and it's not the quicksand of memory foam. It's a hybrid, so you get the best of both worlds. And they, the way they do it, not to freestyle this, the way they do it, you do the... You take a quiz. You go to Helix.com. They take a sleep quiz, and they can cater the mattress to your sleeping style.
And let me correct that. It's not Helix.com. It's HelixSleep.com.
HelixSleep.com.
I don't want to get flagged.
Yes. Uh-huh. HelixSleep.com, and you take the quiz. And, you know, I'm more of a side sleeper. Angel, she's all over the place.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I don't remember what she had to put for that. But, you know, we got that mattress, and it's, you know, it's catered to us, you know.
Tell them about the kids' mattress.
We just got kids' mattress. Oh, what's so dope about this kids' mattress is it has a line in the middle, and it tells you at what age should they be sleeping on. So the mattress is flip sides.
Yeah.
So it's like, I can't remember the exact age. Let's say
it's 8 to 12 is one side.
It's one side, and like
7 and below.
Yeah, like, 7 and below was the other side. So it's like a different firmness on the other side of the mattress, which is absolutely dope.
Because younger kids, they believe need more support. So right. It's a firmer mattress on the younger side. And then, you know, once they hit 8, where they're, you know, their bodies, they need to be able to get a little bit more comfortable. Mm-hmm. Like if you think about what Amar sleeps on, he's basically on a cardboard pow. With how firm his mattress is.
He really is.
Versus the twin.
Yeah. One of my favorite things about the mattress is opening it.
No.
Because they shrink wrapped. Uh-huh. And you cut it and it just inflates.
Yeah.
Not inflates, but it relieves because it's not inflated.
Well, one thing that is a huge benefit is that you get to try it out for 100 days, 100 nights, risk-free.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't like it, they'll take it back. No questions asked. You're going to love it, though. Okay, so don't even trip. And you get a 10 to 15-year warranty, depending on the model of mattress that you have. And it's one of the number one recommended mattresses by sleep doctors, chiropractors alike. and we've had it for now going on 2.5 years. Yeah. So we can tell you as true sleepers on this mattress that it is a fantastic mattress. So Helix is offering up to 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows. And the pillows are dope, too.
The pillows came
with the kid mattress. And I was like, oh, this is nice. For our listeners, go to HelixSleep.com/argue.
Argue.
And this is the best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Absolutely. Moving on.
Moving on.
Say moving on. Main topic. I'm just playing with y'all. Did we go over this?
Uh-huh.
Let's chat about what goes inside those Easter baskets. We'll compare our favorite candies, toys, and gifts for the kids.
And we'll talk. And we'll do a little bit of number 2 as well.
Oh, yeah. Number 2 is the good, the bad, and the hilarious. Let's take a trip down memory lane and talk about your most uncomfortable reactions.
To Easter, Resurrection Sunday. You see that on there?
I had to zoom in.
He said it's too far. It's too far. Most get it closer.
Resurrection. That's all it has on mine. I said it reactions, resurrection. It's cut off.
Oh, you clipped it off. Well, that's not my fault. Oh, that it was resurrection, not reaction.
It was resurrection, not reaction. Look, this was me. Look, this was, I'm going to show you what I had to do. That's it.
Oh. If you can see how big he had to make it.
Yeah. So, Easter baskets. Did you get an Easter basket when you was a kid?
Uh-huh.
Full of stuff?
Yeah, mostly eggs and candy, though. Like, it wasn't like the toys that kids get nowadays.
I had a cousin, and he would get, like presents. Like, an Easter basket and presents.
Yeah, I feel like Easter is now, like, secondary Christmas. It's this is
when
weird.
I was a kid. Like, we were young. I saw that for the first time. To me, the Easter gift was getting the basket and the fake grass to go in the basket to go on the Easter egg hunt.
Ooh, you just took me, like, literally my that whole grass. Soul just jumped back, yeah. Like, 30 years.
That was what I was looking forward to.
That fake grass, oh, my God. Like, really, you know how certain things just instantly put you in a certain place?
Certain colors.
Yes.
Will make me dizzy. Just from like the strong, I don't know if it's right, but like the strong hint of like with the deja vu.
Yeah.
So what's that? Colors do that, and every now and then a smell will hit me.
Oh, scents, definitely.
But no, that was like the most exciting thing for us is getting the basket and getting the grass and then dyeing the eggs.
Absolutely.
Once we got the little kit to dye the eggs and got the other old kit from the last year, hey. On and popping.
Let me tell you, I've told y'all about this old white lady before. Why did I call her old? Well, she's elder. Brunch with Babs. She just taught me a couple of different interesting ways to dye Easter eggs that I plan on doing. We got a bunch of nieces and nephews in town, and I plan on doing Easter eggs with them before they leave because Easter is next weekend, which I didn't know. Oh, I said, Jesus already getting up, dying and getting up.
He already walking up out of there.
Yeah, like he gets crucified on Friday. I had no idea.
You knew it was approaching Palm Sunday.
Well, listen, no, I didn't even realize it was Palm Sunday.
I'm saying as a kid because I didn't know either.
Oh, well, we never celebrated Palm Sunday. Did you?
Yeah, we did.
We didn't. And so when I came to one church, they had the actual like palm leaves and
yeah,
stuff.
We had the palm leaves.
I said, now what?
And the years that the budget wasn't as high, we had the like palm plant, but it was shaped like a cross. But you could tell the budget was going good for the church because we get the full palm leaves, like them big.
Oh, wow. Victory, did you grow up with the palms coming to church? See, yeah, we didn't do that.
Y'all heathens.
I guess so. It wasn't until I was a full-grown adult, and I was like, what is we doing right now? But I didn't realize it was approaching. We've talked about this before. We are still members of a church.
Yeah.
That we have not attended since the pandemic. We were active church members.
Yeah, we were.
All the way up until.
I'm still getting the emails. Right? I got an email
this
morning. I still
get the emails and the phone calls. We were active. I'm talking about going to events. I was on praise team. Marcus was at every service. Up until they told us to shelter in place.
Yeah.
Since then, the church location moved to an area that I really... And they don't have consistent children's church. So, and then going on tour.
I was still listening, going to work, listening to the online sermons.
Oh, that's dope. I didn't realize it. Mm-hmm. And then going on tour with Kevin and being gone every single weekend from June until the end of the year. We didn't actively look for another church in 2021. And then 2022, we just literally took the year off. I dabbled at a couple of churches, still haven't found one. So anyways, I never... thought that I would be one of these families that you only see on Easter Sunday.
Uh-huh.
But that's the first time we went to church from 2020 to 2022 was Easter.
It was.
Of 2022. You weren't there.
I wasn't.
You were in Kentucky, I do believe.
Was I?
Mm-hmm. Because I was there. Me and the kids got dressed up in light teal. Mary did their verses, and I sat and cried in the kitchen because I had just come back from Oregon, and your aunt had passed away. Yeah. You flew out.
Yeah, that didn't seem like Easter at all to me. So
I am like, and now I mean, I've been to church a couple more times since then, and so have the kids. But I'm like, we're getting dressed up for Easter. We're going to church. Feel terrible. I used to judge those people. People were like, oh, I'm Christian, but I really only go to church like Christmas and Easter. I was like, you don't know the Lord. You do not know my father.
Guys outside the church too.
I know. I'm just saying. I just never thought I was going to be one of those people, and I am those people. This is like
unprecedented circumstances.
It is.
Like our church where we were going was down the street from where we live now. Before that, we had to track. I mean, it was a hike and a half to get to church.
You talk about where we used to live.
Yeah, from where we used to live now. If they were still at that same location, we could ride our bikes to church.
Yeah, we could. It would be fire, too. It really would.
We could ride our bikes to church. But they moved on the other damn side of town. It's like, oh, they moving. All right, let's go past where they used to live.
Oh, my gosh. So I don't know which church service we're going to go to. But I did order everybody's outfit. Everybody's got something cute they're wearing. Everybody's going to look great. We're wearing lavender this year. You remember, that was my favorite thing about Easter. I used to dress, before Mar got here, my favorite outfit is when I did our burgundy navy. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
We looked so sharp. Oh, me having no girls, Easter is truly, Easter and family pictures is the only time I get to live that part of myself. Because if I had a daughter, me and her would dress alike until she told me she don't want it no more. And I would still do it on the low and just wait and see what she wore first. And then put on something that matched. But being that I have mostly boys, I don't. Oh, yeah, I have all of them. Listen, I used to dress Callie up like me and Callie used to match. I don't do that with Lottie Dottie. But being that I have boys, I really don't get to do that often. Because I don't really like, I'm not a t-shirt type of girl, t-shirt and jeans type of girl. I tried that for a year during the pandemic, and I was like, this is not me. So I don't ever get to dress like the boys. I don't get to dress, you know what I'm saying?
I was gonna say you could, you just don't.
I don't like that style. I don't think it's flattering. And actually, you don't really think it's flattering. I know the stuff that you think looks good on me, and it's not the stuff that would make me match with the boys.
No, it's not.
Exactly.
That night. No, but yeah, I didn't. I don't have the. My memories are always the, because we would, like, everybody's family would dye eggs, whatever. So after church, we would have the Easter egg hunt. Mm-hmm. That was always epic.
Yes.
And then I remember I got old enough to where I was the one hiding the eggs. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, these kids ain't going to find half of these.
Now, what we've got to figure out, we're hosting. Did you know that? We're hosting Easter Day.
Yeah, I found out through a text when you was inviting other people, you black bastard.
No, this is what I was doing. I was trying to see if people wanted to do an Easter dinner. I wasn't saying, let us do it.
It sounded like an invitation,
the way people responded, let me know. Oh,
me too.
I said, oh, I guess we're hosting it. Okay. We don't have no grass.
We don't need no grass.
To hide the eggs out back?
They can be all over the goddamn cul-de-sac. We using their neighbors.
That's what I end up coming up with. That we going to ask the neighbors, hey, we going to have kids running up and through y'all's fake grass. I need y'all to be okay with it.
No, cross street too. They got real grass.
Alex and them?
Yeah.
I thought that they just keep that grass looking that good.
I never see them sprinklers running, but that grass is real.
What?
It is beautiful.
They got Easter egg grass, y'all, and that's real.
That's real grass.
Wow. Oh, yeah, no, we going to have it. We going to have that Easter egg hunt in everybody's front, y'all. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Anyways, the Easter egg hunt. Please continue.
So spending the time, you know, dyeing the eggs, then you do half one color, half another color. I was always disappointed with the plastic eggs. Like, no, I don't, as much as I wanted some candy as a kid, give me the real thing. Mm-hmm. Cause then I discovered salt on the egg. Old people doing it. You know, you got too many, hand me a couple. So, you know, all the old people out there cracking with their knuckles, sprinkling salt. I discovered that I was like, oh, somebody
got love
lied today.
Some eggs. He don't even need salt. Salt, Asai loves a boiled egg. That's why I start buying them in the bags.
But just that whole event, and then like I said, after church, family time and all of that, it was always a good time. We didn't do the event, and the Easter basket was the gift. There wasn't no gifts in the Easter basket.
Yeah, no, we literally had, it was candies, the plastic eggs, the dyeing of the eggs. The church would have Easter egg hunts. My mother never, like, hosted one.
Yeah.
I've hosted quite a few since we've had kids.
I'm going to tell you what. It was one time we did an Easter egg hunt outside of the church. Like, after that one, there was one in my granny's front yard. When I tell you, I don't remember. I was young enough. I don't remember how I got put together, but I was like, we should cancel the church one next year and just do this.
I y'all know I'm all about these core memories with these kids. And being that, you know, we have my mother and we have Victory out here. That's our own, that's our entire family. That's only two people outside of my family's nuclear, like, family that my kids have. So I, me and Marcus both, I feel like, are very intentional about connecting with other families because this is literally who my kids are growing up with. Yeah. So, like, not doing anything, even when shelter in place, this is probably my favorite Easter. When we had shelter in place,
mm-hmm.
first year, when we didn't know what was going to happen. So we literally had been in the house for 2 weeks because we ended up getting stuck in the house starting March.
Yep.
Well, no, sorry, not 2 months, a month. And then Easter came in April. I did printouts, like Easter printouts for the kids to color. I had the kids watch kids service from the church because they actually streamed a kids service for the kids. I fixed a cake, decorated it. We had lamb. We had a whole Easter dinner. I think I hid eggs in the backyard. We didn't dress up, but we did have like a full like Easter like church service, yeah. everything. Easter, I feel like, even though obviously the importance of it is Resurrection Sunday, right. it is an important day family-wise for yeah. me. I don't think I've ever, if I were to go back and look at all the pictures, all the times I've dressed up little Marcus mm-hmm. in his Argyle, little vest mm-hmm. and hats and bow ties, the year that him and Bella yeah. end up matching in yellow and blue, and we didn't even know yeah. that that was going to happen. It is something that I'm just like.
Yeah. There's pictures. I don't know where those pictures are. Somebody's taking a picture in front of the church that, you know, in New Zion. And we running around in the background with baskets, like mm-hmm. in suits and stuff. I was like, I remember that day. Like,
yeah. yeah. It is like I never was confused as a child about the purpose of Easter.
Right. I never, not once.
Yeah. Like I always knew this is us celebrating the resurrection of our Savior.
Put the cloth on him and the blood coagulated. Yeah. And they ripped it off his wounds.
It was like. Now, was there the benefit of, that's when I would get my hair pressed.
Because
mm-hmm. I couldn't get my hair pressed the rest of the year. But for Easter, my hair would get pressed and curled. Would I get a nice fancy dress? Absolutely. I looked like a goddaggone Christmas ornament with the fluffy dress and the burnt. My ears would usually be burned from the pressing comb. I would get to wear tights and pretty patent leather shoes. Yes, that absolutely was my jam as well. But I always knew like what the real deal was. It's about Jesus. I was like, I don't know how these eggs and this bunny is getting thrown in here, but I love it. Like that too.
Mm-hmm. The oldest running commercial on this planet, and I wish they would change it, is that goddamn Cadbury bunny.
Yes.
The lion. I'm like, change the commercial already. That commercial been running for 40 years.
They're like, we ain't got to. Because we come, them Cadbury eggs is good, though.
I don't think I've ever had one.
I finally had one. And I was like, oh, this is why. I don't eat chocolate like that.
Me either. But y'all mess with Cadbury bunny eggs? I don't think I've ever had one in my life.
They're good. They're good. I can't wait to put the boys' Easter baskets together.
Gosh, I hate that commercial. It don't even, the resolution's bad on the, they didn't even remaster it.
They were like, for why? We're going to sell all of these goddaggone eggs and everybody's going to love it. Don't do extra work. Why would they?
And then they got them little yellow ducky candy thing. Them are horrible. Oh, Peeps are disgusting.
Yeah.
Even as a kid, they were disgusting.
Yeah, they still nasty, but they going to get sold. And guess what? They going to be in everybody's basket for Easter.
I never understood it.
Everybody's
like,
basket.
I threatened mama. You better not put no goddamn peep in my basket.
The first time I saw gifts was my white roommate, Nicole. Mm-hmm. I spent Easter with her 1 year. is when they made a pasta with peas in it. And the peas actually taste good, and I hate peas. So I don't know what them white folk did, but it was good. But their mother had socks in their Easter basket. Now, mind you, I was in grad school, so I was 26. Nicole's older than me. She's at least 28. Trust her mama had a Easter basket for her. I was like, y'all give actual things that you can't eat?
My cousin, I was over his house. I think it was the weekend of Easter. I think it was Saturday. I don't know if I spent a night away. I know I went over his house or something. His mama had that Easter basket and them gifts. I mean, he's getting Transformers. He was getting
that's like a different Christmas.
When I said presents, it was literal presents. And I remember being a kid, I was like, thought to myself, this is weird. I remember one of the gifts he got was so, I don't remember what it was, but it was so dope. I was like, oh, man. It's like, I still thought it was weird, though. I was like,
I think for Easter, I'm going to make a carrot cake, but I think I'm going to make it from scratch. And the reason why I'm thinking about that is because I'm over here about to read every plate right now.
Plates.
Yes, and one thing I love about every plate is their fresh produce. I'm talking about if this recipe called for carrots, you getting carrots that look like they were just ripped out of the ground, okay? Ain't nothing happened to them between them leaving the farm to get into your house other than them being placed in a box or a bag. You know we love every plate. One, you about to save so much money. Every plate is 25% cheaper than the grocery store. So you can count on a great value week after week, plus only pay for what you need with pre-portioned ingredients. It's America's best value meal kit. So with every plate, you can choose. If you choose it over takeout, you're going to save money while enjoying quick, satisfying meals. Their meals are 58% cheaper than your average fast food meal. Plus, the money you save towards making fun plans for spring time. Listen, the summer's coming. People trying to plan summer vacations. It's time to start saving money. Don't wait no longer. We in second quarter. Every plate will provide you the variety that you need so you'll never get stuck in a cooking rut. And with 25 tasty and affordable recipes to choose from each week, it's easy to find something for everyone. Plus, you'll find delicious options all day long with its 22 sides, snacks, desserts, and more. Again, every plate, listen, the food is good. The recipes are good. The food is fresh, okay? Give me them fresh produce for these kids. And you're going to save money and time because when you try to follow these other recipes that be in cookbooks, they be having 50 million steps. Every plate, you get the pictures on the back. Ain't that many steps. The meals come together real fast. So get $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code
ARGUE149. ARGUE149.
Get started with every plate for just $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code ARGUE149.
ARGUE149.
I'm going to tell you that one more time so you don't forget. Get started with every plate for just $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code ARGUE149.
ARGUE149.
That's up to $110 value. It's every plate, America's best value meal kit. So we got to get the supplies for these Easter egg bags. I think I'm going to have to do the dyeing of the eggs on Thursday. That's perfect because Malachi and Zachariah are leaving. So I want to make sure I have.
When they leave?
Thursday. No, they leave Friday. And then Melissa and her family will leave on Saturday. So I'm trying to make sure I don't do anything too big after the boys leave so they can feel like they.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. I wish y'all could have seen my nephew Malachi walk up on my husband. Malachi is 7 years old. Not Malachi, excuse me. Zachariah. Malachi is older. Zachariah is 7 years old. And he had his face. He looks just like his mama.
Oh, my God.
He looked like a light-skinned version of Sade. It's crazy.
I was looking at him like, wow.
Yeah. Right? Isn't it crazy? Sade is my niece that passed away late last year. And her boys are out here with my sister, Sade's mom. And Zachariah thinks he's Spider-Man, truly.
Apparently he wakes up and works out.
Yes. He usually, I think one of his, like, ways to his coping to keep himself feeling good, he usually wears his Spider-Man costume a lot of the time. Mm. So I was like, oh, it's perfect, Jackie. My kids have costumes that they love to throw on. I said, so they can have a blast. She was like, he is going to be enamored with your husband because my husband is the tallest person in our family. He walked up to Marcus. he goes, doesn't shake Marcus's hand. He goes,
he don't even speak to me.
No, his mouth is pierced. He lifts up Marcus's shirt sleeve to
and starts touching my bicep like, yeah, he got it.
And then he goes and flexes his bicep. Yeah. And then he proceeds to start an arm wrestling contest.
With me.
Standing. There's no table to like.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, yeah. I was like, wow, this is what it's like to be a tall, big man in front of little boys. But yeah, I'm definitely going to want to make sure they get to do something fun while they're here. So we're going to dye them eggs and everything. It's going to be a good time. Real quick, before we end and we do comment of the question of the week, that was one thing my mother was bringing up to little Marcus. I don't know if you heard this conversation. Yeah,
take our advice, but go ahead.
Yeah, audience. Yeah, take our advice and audience question. I mean, audience comment. Comment of the week. They were reminding me, because I didn't remember, they were like, little Marcus has always been Malachi's go-to cousin, right? Mm-hmm. Malachi is our older nephew. He's 15. And I was like, well, they ain't really got the chance to spend that much time around each other. So how is that the case? They were like, no. Whatever time they did spend around each other, Malachi would always be like, he would be excited to see little Marcus. And so it had to, I was like, well, it had to have been Christmas time because that's the only time we would come home.
Right.
And they were saying because little Marcus was always so kind to him. Malachi has a couple of different diagnoses that make him a little special. He still functions very fully, has full conversations. But you can tell that, like, there are certain things that make him different than your average person. Little Marcus has always been the child that if your child has some sort of thing that makes them special that might deter other people from wanting to be friendly or befriend them, little Marcus is your guy.
Yeah.
Because he literally, he doesn't even comment on it in his mind. Like, I've had very close friends whose children have struggled severely, depending on what the diagnosis is, especially with, like, their behavior, where there might be a nice amount of kids that are just like, I'm not fooling with them because I don't know what type of person I'm going to get. I don't know if they're going to have some sort of meltdown or something like that. And I would know that a meltdown would have happened. And I will ask Marcus, hey, did anything happen? And he'll be like, no. And I'll be like, did such and such do this? And he'll be like, oh, yeah, yeah. But I told him, you know, it's going to be okay. Just calm down. It'll be okay. I'll be like, how are you? How are you missing this? But he's like that with everybody. Even, I'm not going to put it out there this too much, but he just had a recent situation where he ended up with someone that wasn't who he exactly wanted to end up with. But I was like, chances are you're the only person that put that person as an option.
Yeah.
You're probably the only person that put that person as an option. So they were like, perfect. There's someone that likes this person enough to say that they're an option, so here you go.
Yeah, even people close to that person was like, oh, no. Why? Oh, hope little Marcus is going to be fine.
No, it just blessed my heart. Jackie was like, no, he's always been really soft with Malachi, and Malachi is Malachi noticed. That's why he was like, that's my friend. So when I brought little Marcus to Sade's funeral, I didn't bring anybody else with me. That was the first thing Malachi said when he realized little Marcus was in the car. He said, no, you did not bring my little cousin. Is Willy Wonka here? Willy Wonka's here. And I was like, yes. So I'm glad that they're getting a chance, even though they barely talked yesterday, that they're going to get a chance to spend some time with each other. All right, tell them what this next segment is. I'm sorry I have me talking.
So next segment is Tank Our Advice. This is something we listen to something on this one? No, we take somebody, people send us questions and they want to know what it is and call Tank Our Advice. We're going to give our advice on this.
I'm a pee-pee on myself. You would think that this man hasn't been doing this. He's the only person I've ever done this podcast with. He's never had a sub.
Man, it's all these.
We've done this podcast the same amount of times as each other.
Yes, but it's all these different things.
Okay, we have a question.
All these different segments.
From
Bree.
Lania Johnson. Oh, if I said your name wrong, boo, I'm so sorry. She's one of our Patreon members. She said, I'm single trying to
start vacation.
She said, I'm single trying to be cute and outside, but it's expensive. Hair, nails, outfit, cover charge, parking. Any suggestions for being outside and financially responsible? Do you want to start or I'll start?
Is there what? Any what?
You didn't listen to
any advice?
Yeah, to be for being outside and financially responsible. She young. She got to be out here.
Well, shit, you already, you don't need our advice. We need yours.
I got advice. No, I do.
You start.
Listen, the girls is out here wearing fake nails, not going to the salon, but buying fake nails and gluing them on.
But she's already financially responsible.
No, she's saying it's expensive. She needs advice.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
He wasn't listening.
I was.
These girls are wearing fake nails. Buy the fake nails. Going to salon. I don't even want to tell y'all how much I spent yesterday on my nails. Not yesterday, the day before yesterday, on my nails and my toes. It is hella expensive. Very much so, but this is where I wanted to be in life, was to be able to afford to get my nails and my toes done once every 2 weeks. Body fake nails, okay? Also, cute protective hairstyles that last for a long time. Get them. It's about to be summertime in 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and get these braids. Wear them. Keep them fresh by just getting the perimeter redone. Every now and again, keep that rest back in. Keep the rest back in. Wear them braids for a while. Braids, I don't know not one black woman that don't look gorgeous in braids. Now, if they got to be done right, though.
Yeah. I can't speak on your fashion and nails and all of that, but what I can speak on is if you don't know how to do it, if you're getting something done that's expensive, learn how to do it yourself. That's what I was doing. Cutting my hair, fading myself up.
That's good advice, baby.
Shaving, grooming myself. I know, you know, barbershop's going to cost you money, especially going every week, every 2 weeks. I was doing that myself. I was doing everything myself. I was washing my car. that's just for in general. I can't speak like clothes. Y'all can be very creative with clothes. I can imagine y'all walk away a lot cheaper and looking a lot nicer than men.
Now, go ahead, baby.
No, I'm just saying, like, a pair of jeans is going to be a pair of jeans on us. Y'all could get random fabric and throw a string or a belt on it. It's a whole outfit. It might be 2-3 outfits.
Listen, one thing that I have, people that I follow a lot are fashion people. Follow folk whose specialty is, like, looking cute on a budget, because the way they pull together outfits, especially if you have good staple pieces in your wardrobe, meaning like a cute pair of jeans that make your butt look the way you want it to look. You got some solid black or brown shoe options. You ain't got to have a bunch of Goddago options. You ain't got to have cheetah print, red, yellow. You got you a solid black or brown. Girl, wear them things until you can't wear them no more. Excuse me. And then what I realize is if you have neutral colors, and then you just play up the lipstick, you don't have to have a lot. If you have a crisp white shirt or white bodysuit, girl, you can get away with that a couple of times by just changing up the jacket you put on with it.
Yeah.
Or a black bodysuit, black tank top, change it up a couple of times. I think we get really involved into, like, label stuff. None of that really matters. I do like bold and bright colors, but if I'm trying to be on a budget, you're going to see me in neutrals, and I'm just going to change up the lip. I'm being red one time. Yeah. I'm being orange, purple.
And if that's what you into, have these dudes pay for your meals.
And have them
and
pay
movies.
For your cover.
And your cover. Club. Movies. You don't pay for none of that.
Come on.
And don't give back no gifts.
Not near one.
Like, oh, yeah, he bought me them. I gave them back to him. You stupid. Should have kept them.
Listen, let me tell you. Let me tell you now. I would definitely. I've never been one that had to feel like a man had to pay for anything going out on a date at all. But if I was single and in these streets now, yes, I am no longer a feminist. You're going to have to pay. Yeah, you are. And any date I plan, it's going to look real free. We're going to go to a picnic in the park. We're going to do a movie in my backyard. Yeah.
My dude tell Angel, I don't want no damn tuna. She's going to make tuna fish sandwiches.
Come on. It's going to be a cute picnic. I'm not about to be spending a whole bunch of money. Absolutely not. Especially because it do cost us more to pull ourselves together. I spent the money on what you get to see. Eat this tuna fish sandwich.
It cost us more. Well, if we want to look nice.
I mean, you all, I feel like, have less options, so you can get away with a nice t-shirt and some jeans.
A nice t-shirt and some jeans. Our shirt would cost more than y'all's whole outfit. Y'all could go somewhere and find a shirt, a tank top and a dress, and find it on clearance. This is $3. This was $8.
Oh, listen, I'm just saying.
Unless you in some Wranglers, you ain't going to do that. A dude ain't gonna find no jeans for less than $30, $40, maybe $50.
I know, but still, it costs us a lot. Hair, our hair costs way more than the barbershop cuts.
You get your hair done once. If you get the braids done right,
if we're going the cheap route, but I'm saying on average.
I'm just saying even the cheap route for us is gonna be more expensive for y'all.
I don't know about that. Anyways, girl, I hope that helps. I do. But I listen, like I said, a black girl in her braids, since that song, I ain't never seen a black woman, not nary black woman, that has looked bad in braids when the braids are done right. We always, it's a real cute glow up. And if not, if you got natural hair, girl, pick out that afro, because that also.
Somebody said at Target clearance. I done been in Target and see y'all's clothes.
Now, Target clearance is it's a beautiful thing. You hear me?
Target, the men's side of the clearance be socks.
It is a beautiful
thing. You still
got to
buy whatever expensive-ass pants they got in there.
okay, let's end it with the comment of the week. Sorry, I went to the wrong section. This comes from our podcast from last week, which was the AI Takeover. And here we go. Age, once you hit 40, doesn't matter. This is what we had the conversation about. Mm-hmm. How old is, it was from a audience question of how old is too, or how young is too young to date somebody. Yeah. What's the biggest age gap? She said 30s, hopefully your light bulb has gone off. Madea explained this great in one of a Tyler Perry plays. So for her, she says, when you hit 40, age don't matter. I wonder if that only matters if dating up. What about dating down?
Down, it matters. Dating up, I don't think. At 40, I'm not going to look at no dude weird if he's 78 dating a 40-year-old woman, because it's a woman.
Yeah. Hopefully she know what the deal is. Yeah. And if she really likes him. She's made up in her mind that's what she really likes.
A dude 56 dating a 32-year-old, that seems a little off. That seems very off to me.
I can still say some 32-year-old women are fully grown women, but I also know a lot of immature 32-year-olds.
Yes.
A lot. It just depends.
Yeah, once you hit 40, you grown. It don't matter. Yeah. You go as high as you want.
At 40, you are still naive in.
At 40, you dating a 20-year-old, that's a problem.
No, but I'm saying at 40, if you're still naive, like you're saying,
you going to stay naive.
Yeah, that's on you.
We know some naive 40-year-olds.
We know some naive 50-year-olds.
We
do. What are you talking about?
You are 100% right.
Yeah, I was about to say, jump up
her. Son of a bitch.
Jump up her.
Woo! That ain't changing.
Anyways, thank you for that audience question.
Hey.
Audience comment, I should say.
Audience comment. Hey, we greatly appreciate y'all tuning in. Let us know, what is your favorite memory for Easter, the Resurrection Sunday?
Hey, hallelujah.
You know what I'm saying? What fond memories do you have of that? Let us know in the comments below. Make sure you like, subscribe, share, comment. If you're listening, make sure you rate and review this podcast. Make sure you support our sponsors, because they help us build our list and do all of this and help Angel pay for her expensive hairdos. They are plates, every plate. They are Helix. They are
Ritual. Yes, I was doing a.
I know. I was like, I'm not. That's not helping. Angel, go on and let them know where they can find you.
You can find me on a Black Lady Sketch Show coming April 14th. Bam, bam, boom. Once I know where my short film is being put out there, I will let you all know. Right now, it's doing the short film circuit, so it has not been made for public consumption. Some short film festivals, however, have some of the short films up virtually for you to watch. When I know of that, I will try to let you all know. But if not, don't worry, you will get to see it. You can follow me at That Chick Angel or That Chick Angel TV on most platforms. Check me out. Follow me. I'm on the road to a mil.
Hey.
Tell them about yourself, baby.
Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus on the Gram, approaching 80,000. Y'all hear him get me there. Y'all can find me Facebook at Marcus on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my buddy, blue cheese. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com. Check out the scented and unscented version.
This just means I have something to say before you close it out.
Okay. And also, make sure y'all go over to Tanksley TV, check out Tasting with Tank.
Yeah.
And let us tell
so
it.
Good.
A Tasting with Tank is uploaded every Monday. And Let Us Tell It every Friday. Make sure you go check it out. And subscribe to Tanksley TV.
I'm so proud of the work you've been doing over there, baby.
Thank you.
Just
Show I'm kicking around, too, that's going to kick off real quick.
Okay. I don't know
Speak
about
Speak on it. It's car stuff.
Last but not least, Mama Likes is about to come out with some skin care. So be on the lookout. It is being manufactured as we speak. So y'all want to know what I'm using on my face? This is some of the products that I actually use. So get ready for Mama Likes to get you all luscious for the spring and the summer.
All right. I'm hungry. I got a headache and I still got to work out.
All right, love you.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.